Window to the World, Summer 2012, Volume 15, Number 2, Ed Byrne, Editor. Newsletter of the Tennessee Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, 403 7th Avenue North, Nashville, Tennessee, 37243-0313. Phone 615-741-3915 or 800-342-3308. Fax 615-532-8856. Email tlbph.tsla@tn.gov. Website www.tn.gov/tsla/lbph. We hope you enjoy this audio issue of Window to the World. As you may have heard, NLS is in the process of converting all audio magazines to digital cartridge. When that happens, you will need to return all audio magazines in order to continue receiving your subscription in audio format. You will also need to return your copies of Window to the World. If you wish to receive the next issue in audio format, you must return this issue after you finish reading it. This is done so that the medium can be erased and reused, saving your tax dollars. Thank you for understanding. Reunite our widows and orphans. We're having a high number of digital book cartridges returned in the wrong mail cases. As a result, we have a growing number of widows, mail cases with the wrong cartridges, and orphans, digital book cartridges in the wrong mail cases. We use the barcodes on the mail cases to check books out and back in. So a mismatched set is essentially lost to the library and to you and to all other patrons unless we can reunite the right cartridge with the right mail case. Please help us reduce the number of widows and orphans being created. Double check to make sure that you have the right cartridge in the right mail case before you return it to us. If you do catch yourself with a mismatched pair, please follow the standard procedure for returning a defective book. Put a rubber band or piece of string around the cartridge and mark the defective book box in the upper left-hand corner of the return mail card. If you find yourself with a cartridge and no mail case, please contact your reader advisor for help. When our mail crew receives a mismatched set, they'll know to send it to Miss Amy's temporary home for widows and orphans. She checks the mismatched sets regularly and reunites all the pairs she can find. And bring the books home now. If you've been waiting for our periodic reminder to send overdue books back, and we know you have, this is your lucky issue. Remember that we check books out to you for 6 weeks, starting with the date that appears on the mail card. Doesn't matter whether it's a Braille book, a cassette recording, or a digital cartridge, 6 weeks after that date, it's overdue. To give you an idea of how bad the situation can be, consider these numbers. 5 of our 10 circulating copies of The Help on digital cartridge are overdue, and we have more than 200 requests pending for this title. Our LP, single, and RC copies of this title are also overdue. We have 171 copies of the Holy Bible on digital cartridge in circulation, and more than 120 of these have been checked out longer than 6 weeks. You know we don't charge fines or penalties for overdue books, but we know how to get tough with you if we must. We'll have Amy Tangerstrom, our TLBPH overdue book nagger in chief, start worrying you until you beg us to take back your overdue books. Getting a copy to keep. If you do want a copy of a book to keep permanently, there are a couple of alternatives you can pursue. If the title is available in digital format, DB, you may download the title from Bard. Titles like The Help, The King James Bible, bestsellers by John Grisham and Louis L'Amour, and many other favorites are available at the Bard Download website. Once you have downloaded a book on Bard, you may keep it on the cartridge or USB drive forever. Or you may store the book on your computer and copy it back onto your cartridge or USB drive whenever you want to reread it. We know that many of you do not have computers or broadband internet connections, but what about those nieces and nephews and grandchildren? Kids today download everything. Remind them all of those Christmas and birthday presents they've received and all of the ones they may or may not get in the future. Then put them to work downloading the books you want. For a permanent copy of the Bible, contact Aurora Ministries. This nonprofit organization makes recordings of the Bible available at no cost to eligible patrons on MP3, CDs, and DVDs, which can be played on many commercial players. If you prefer to listen to the Bible on your NLS digital player, the organization will also copy their audio Bible recordings onto a blank NLS cartridge that you provide. Or, for a donation of $15, they will purchase a cartridge for you, load the audio Bible version of your choice, and mail it to you. You may contact this service by visiting the Aurora website at http://audiobibles-for-the-blind.org/audio-bibles-by-mail or by calling 941-738-3031, not a toll-free call, or by writing to Audio Bibles for the Blind, P.O. Box 621, Bradenton, Florida, 34206. Navigating complex books. Our colleagues at Oregon State Talking Books and Braille Services published the article below in their winter 2011 newsletter. They have graciously allowed us to adapt it. Long, complex books like the King James Bible, DB 68777, The Joy of Cooking, DB 64227, or the American Diabetes Association Complete Guide to Diabetes, DB 61586, can be difficult to navigate. They have many different levels of content, and readers want to skip back and forth between chapters or recipes. The best strategy for navigating through books like these is to use an advanced digital player, DA1. The advanced player has an extra bank of controls that make navigating a long book much easier. The most important is the menu control, a rectangular button with a raised horizontal line located just above the crescent-shaped sleep control. With the advanced digital player, first insert the cartridge or flash drive with the book on it before you turn on the player. Press the power on-off control to start and then press the menu button until you reach the level you want. As an example, place the cartridge for the Complete Guide to Diabetes, DB 61586, in the player. Press power on-off and press the menu button once. The player will announce chapter, jump. Use the next and previous arrows on either side of the menu button to move back and forth through the chapters. Pressing the menu button again will take you to section, jump. Use the next and previous arrows to move through the sections of the chapter you selected at the previous level. Pressing the menu control a third time will take you to subsection, jump. A fourth push will get you to phrase, jump. At each level, you may use the next and previous arrows to move through the digital bookmarks created for that level. You may use the same controls to move back and forth between the books, chapters, and verses of the Old and New Testaments in our digital version of the King James Bible, DB68777. If you want to create your own bookmarks for a favorite recipe or psalm, you can use the bookmark control, a vertical rectangle just to the right of the next arrow, to create your own bookmarks for any digital book. Note, the bookmarks you create for yourself are stored on your player and not on the cartridge. They stay with you and don't come back to us when you return a cartridge. If you do not have an advanced digital player and would like to try one, please contact your TL-BPH reader advisor. You may exchange your DS1 standard model for the advanced DA1 model upon request. Library closures. November 12th, Veterans Day. November 22nd and 23rd, Thanksgiving Day. This publication was supported in whole or in part by the Institute of Museum and Library Services under the provisions of the Library Services and Technology Act as administered by the state of Tennessee. Window to the World is published quarterly by the Tennessee Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, Tennessee State Library and Archives, Department of State. It is available in audio, braille, and online at www.tn.gov/TSLA/LBPH. Please call the library at 800-342-3308 to request alternate formats. Administration and Staff. The Honorable Trey Hargett, Secretary of State. Chuck Sherrill, State Librarian and Archivist. Ruth Hemphill, Director. Ed Byrne, Assistant Director. Carmelita Esau, Computer Specialist. Deborah Puckett, Administrative Assistant. Terry Korn, Library Assistant. Circulation and Repair Staff, Larry Connor, Materials Manager. Jerry Kleinard, Dwight Davis, Ron Gross, Bill Kirby. Reader Advisors, Laura Sheets, Annette Hadley, Amy Tankerstrom, and Chris Jaco. In providing information to readers, the announcement of products and services should not be considered an endorsement or recommendation by the library. Department of State, Authorization Number 305224, 6,700 copies, September 2012. This public document was promulgated at a cost of 7 cents per copy.